Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Sound Synchronicity on Now Time Radio.
All aboard!
We are a galactic mission. We come from a galactic past, and we're headed for a galactic future. We are living in a space station.
The ship is taking off.
Black lights, get on board. Step in, watch the door. Sit tight, let's explore. Get ready to take flight. Get with this cosmic trip. Mother Earth is a mothership. Better know when it's time to dip. She's heading out tonight.
Gotta give, gotta live, gotta care, gotta teach, gotta reach, gotta learn, gotta love. No more time to be blind to the signs. Use your mind to remind you. From the streets to the stars, to the sun and the moon, when it's time, gotta be in tune.
Cause the ship is taking off.
Don't miss the flight, just get on board. Space time we fly with the steel. Don't miss the flight. Don't miss the flight.
Cause the ship is taking off.
From the East, House of Light, may wisdom dawn in us so we may see all things in clarity. From the North, House of Night, may wisdom ripen in us so we may see all from within. From the West, House of Transformation, may wisdom be transformed into right action so we may do what must be done. south, house of the eternal sun. May right action reap the harvest, so we may enjoy the fruits of planetary being. Above, house of heaven, where star people and ancestors gather, may their blessings come to us now. Below, house of earth, may the heartbeat of her crystal core bless us with harmonies to end all war. From the center, galactic source, which is everywhere at once, may everything be known as the light of mutual love. Ayum Hunabku Eva Maya E Maho. Ayum Hunabku Eva Maya E Maho. Ayum Hunabku Eva Maya E Ma ho.
Lakesh, and welcome to another episode of Sound Synchronicity on Nowtime Radio. My name is Makua Ray. I am your host and navigator for the evening. I want to send shout-outs of love in all directions to all of our kin all over this planet who are here to do the work. Showing up is a most important thing. It's the most incredible show, in fact, the greatest show ever. So when we show up, that's when the show really begins. So thank you for showing up this evening and tuning in all over the world and checking out what we're about here on this particular opportunity. We are intent on sending a sound frequency out there that truly helps to restore and anchor the planet during these transitional, transformational times. We'd like to, as always, start off the show with our theme song that you heard at the top of the show called Mothership, performed by our sister Raquel, featuring Ima Deborah and Brother Bless. What a powerful song. And then we followed that, as we do each week, with the prayer of the seven galactic directions, recited by Jose Arguez, Volume Votan, to help set the tone and set the energy for what we're doing here and just what the focus is at this time. It's an incredible blessing to be able to come together and provide this forum and this format to reach listeners, to inspire people, to connect with each other all over the world. So we're in a really fortunate period of time where we have access to these wonderful instruments of communication, these technologies, which we are blessed to be able to use to help truly uplift each other and this planet. Today happens to be the yellow crystal seed, Kin 64, and that is according to the 13-moon, 28-day calendar. Today's signature is Kin 64, the yellow crystal seed. And crystal days are especially important because those are the days when people who share in this consciousness intentionally come together to help to create beauty, help to create art, to help really promote and pursue this quality of life that is reflected in natural time and good timing. So we thank you again for everybody who's showing up tonight on the airwaves. We have folks in the chat room as well, so we want to send some love and light to our chat room participants, as well as to those callers who are listening over their telephone, and also to all the listeners who have connected with our radio frequency on Now Time Radio. Yellow Crystal Seed states, "I dedicate in order to target, universalizing awareness. I seal the input of flowering with the crystal tone of cooperation. I am guided by the power of intelligence. I am a galactic activation portal. Loving kindness, truth, and joy enter me." So that's an amazing energy to send out there into the ethers, throughout this entire planet, and to the cosmos beyond. This is a powerful time that we're living in right now, and we're going to take a look tonight at what it really means to make the transition to cross the threshold of that Gregorian date, 11-11-11. You know, when it comes down to numbers, no matter the calendrical system, there is a particular purpose and divine order to all numbers, whether they show up in one spiritual system or another, or they show up as a numerical consequence in the scriptures, or it shows up according to the Gregorian calendar, or it shows up according to the 13-moon synchronometer. There's a significance to numbers. And the date 11-11-11 has shown itself to be a very pivotal focal point for the transformation of consciousness on the planet right now. And so I'm looking forward to getting into a couple of calls we have tonight from guests who we've invited to call in on this crystal day, on this yellow crystal seed, so we can really begin to target in this awareness what the focus was, what people were holding a focus for on 11-11-11. There's a lot of information out there. There's also a lot of misinformation out there. There's an abundance of uplifting, positively reinforcing guidance and information, and there's also a lot of information that might tend to focus or overemphasize the negative. And so we recognize that this forum is an opportunity to truly utilize these sciences, our creativity, and this wisdom given to us from elders, from brothers and sisters, from our ancestors and star people, as a way to uplift the spirit on the planet Earth at this most auspicious time. So we're excited to find out what some of our listeners were focusing on. For those of you in the chat room, go ahead and answer the question indeed. What did you do for 11-11-11? And we want to certainly continue to provide some feedback and share what we're discovering from our listeners everywhere. So thank you so much for tuning in to Sound Synchronicity here on Now Time Radio. We're going to go into a little music right now. This is an incredible production group called Cinematic Orchestra, and this song is aptly titled Time and Space.
Thank you.
Welcome, welcome back, Sound Synchronicity. This is Makua Ray, your host and navigator for the evening. We heard a little bit of music there from Cinematic Orchestra. Indeed, a song called Time and Space. Beautiful, beautiful song. And we just heard another song, incredible, and one of my favorites, in fact, entitled Invocation, from the one and only Bobby McFerrin. That's an incredible track right there. It always lifts my spirits up every time I hear it. I can feel the goodness of it. So we're live and direct here all around the world. I'm physically located in Washington, D.C. right now. I tend to move about here and there wherever the spirit really calls me. And currently I am in Washington, D.C. We have listeners across the map, all over the world, in fact. We have listeners in Canada. I'm going to send a shout out to my family up there in Vancouver listening in, checking in tonight. I want to send a shout out to our family in Australia checking us out across the oceans, and our family all over the world. We're in a time of planet restoration, so we want to certainly perceive the bigger picture, the awareness of oneness, and all the goodness that we have the opportunity to participate with, the opportunity we have to co-create, to tap into our own inner being, that inner knowing, that innate creative presence that has shown up on planet Earth at this time to help transform the world. Time is art. It's our creative opportunity. And when we can transcend the separation consciousness and begin to really observe and embody that oneness, we can truly discover the greater purpose, the harmonic purpose for our being. This is the most auspicious time, and as we've been talking about, we've crossed the threshold of 11-11-11, which has its own significance numerically. And we want to get into a little bit about what people may have been doing on 11-11-11. I'll tell you all that I have been supporting a peace walk, the 13 Moon Walk for Peace, for quite some time. In fact, since it initially embarked last October on 10-10-10. Now, the peace walk was successfully completed on 11-11-11 in Atlanta, Georgia. And I had planned for quite a while to be there. However, I was not physically in Atlanta after all, because the universe needed me to be elsewhere. I knew that wherever I wanted to be that day, I wanted to be in service and I wanted to be close to the earth. And so that opportunity came to me on the night before, on the eve of 11-11-11. I accepted that I would not be going to Atlanta to physically participate in the celebration of the peace walk. However, I knew that there was something I was called to do, and I made a phone call to my friend Mahatura, Three Buffaloes woman, who's a medicine keeper and a woman in a legacy of powerful medicine women who have a responsibility for honoring Native American tradition and African tradition combined in a very, very holy way in the state of Virginia. And so I made a phone call to them, knowing that they were going to hold a sacred lodge on 11-11-11. And I said, hey, what are y'all doing? I'm not going to Atlanta after all. I'm just wanting to see what's going on. Turns out the lodge that they were keeping was a women's lodge only. And so it wasn't obviously an opportunity for me to sweat necessarily. However, it was an opportunity for me to do something else called fire keeping, which is a really, really sacred responsibility. And it turned out that they needed a firekeeper at the last moment, and there it was. I knew exactly where I was supposed to be to bring in this gateway, this threshold, this transition, and it couldn't have happened in a more divine way, and I'm so grateful. So I had the opportunity to be in Virginia with family and with a group of over 30 women, mothers and daughters and elder women and the like, who were sweating and holding space and releasing and allowing things to flow in the most natural way that we know how and give back to the earth. And that was a prayer, an energy, a frequency held for the entire planet, because it's definitely an understatement to say that this gateway of 11-11-11 is a special date. That's an understatement. It truly, in my spirit, has resonated as being this threshold where we have arrived at the threshold after great magnitude and intensity that's been building up. And there's a phenomena, a result, a condition that is caused, that's manifested, and that's the threshold. And so that date, that timing, has been very significant to the collective consciousness all over the world. And I know people were doing many, many wonderful things. And to that end, we've invited a couple of folks to call into the show tonight to talk a little bit about what they were doing in celebration of 11-11-11 themselves. And I'm happy to welcome to Sound Synchronicity my good friend Elika Aird, who's calling from the West Coast. She's based out of San Jose. How you doing, Elika? You there?
Hey, greetings, Makua. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Wonderful. Thank you for being on the show. I caught you at the last moment before the show. In fact, you sent me a really powerful text. I don't know, maybe you can even share it with the listeners a little bit about that, because that was a really powerful synchronicity. And it just so happened, I was thinking to myself, wow, I'd really like to have some special folks on the show tonight to share what they may have been doing on that particular date.
Mm-hmm.
So here you are.
Well, yeah, it was, a last-minute request, and thankfully I could, help you out here. Sometimes Sundays I'm busy, but it worked out perfectly. And when I had this moment today and I thought of your name immediately, I will share what happened. And I think it can be tied to this shift that we're all going through and starting to experience. So I was out this afternoon. I had taught a prenatal yoga class this morning, and I was thinking I should go and enjoy the sunlight because it's sunny over here. It's probably like 65-70 degrees. And I said, let me go to the park and do a little yoga. And I went out there, and I just wanted to do a little quick practice. And so I started doing some, like, flowing vinyasa-style yoga. And there's a pose you do with your arms called eagle pose, right? And you can do the legs also, but I was just doing the arms. And, I did this a few times. And then after coming out of the pose and sitting for a moment, I looked up in the sky, and I see this eagle circling over my head.
Wow.
And, it wasn't like, I've seen eagles around near the hills where I live, and they're looking for something, right? So they'll hang out for a while. But this wasn't like this. He circled once, and then he flew on. And I just felt like such a powerful presence. And, it just, I reached out to you immediately because I was like, I know Makua would definitely have some insight, especially connected with the Native American tradition. I just didn't know the total significance. So I really appreciate, your words and also, you asking me to be on the show.
Wow, perfect timing. Well, same as the way the frequency of the eagle was connected and harmonized with you, so too was the frequency of our show tonight. So perfect timing.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. So tell me a little bit about how did you spend your moments on 11-11 this year?
Okay. Well, I can't say that my moments were as profound and, as sacred as yours. That is a beautiful way that you spent that keeping fire or tending fire for those women. That's so beautiful. On the actual day 11-11, I worked.
That's a good thing to do.
The biggest thing. I'm grateful
it
for
is.
It.
It is. Exactly.
Yes, and but definitely was aware of the significance. Shared it with some coworkers who think it's kind of humorous and joke about it. But I dropped a little seed here and there, and maybe they thought about it. Maybe they looked further into it. I don't know. But I was looking forward to the evening of 11-11, where I got to enjoy a beautiful Kundalini yoga class the studio I teach at in downtown San Jose is called Downtown Yoga Shala, and they have a candlelight yoga class. And so that night it was Kundalini yoga. And for me, Kundalini is a very, very powerful, very, very disciplined practice. It's not my formal practice, but I practice it a lot, and it just really helped me remember, you know, the significance of that day for me. And it really was about getting in tune with the natural cycles that are present, which I kind of celebrated the week before when I went to Mount Shasta. So,
oh, wonderful. That's right. You were up in Mount Shasta with some family up there.
Yes, yeah. So I started a week early, and I just let it keep on flowing, you know.
wonderful.
Yeah, 11-11 was a beautiful day, and, it, you know, will continue to build. I'm excited about what you're doing and about just where the consciousness, this collective consciousness is moving us.
Indeed. Well, thank you so much. Let me ask you this also. Now, I know as a yogini yourself, you're a teacher, you're a practitioner. You've also produced a video yourself and another person as of earlier this year. So do you have plans with regard to your teaching and that kind of work for the year ahead?
Yes, plans for my teaching.
Plans for your teaching and how that might incorporate the video and some of these other wonderful creative things you're doing.
Oh, definitely. Yes, yes. There's so many wonderful things. And I love that idea that time is art. Because, yes, we are creating something amazing. And when we first thought about the idea of this yoga video, kind of seemed a little ludicrous. You know, we're like, we don't have any money. Who's going to work for free? And how are we going to do this? So, yes, the creation of this video is something we started a year ago, and it's still in the process of getting it out to the masses and across the world, and yoga studios and homes and stores all around. We made the video. It's all shot, and we filmed it in Atlanta last year. But Dashaun is, who's the director, is still working on the post-production part of it. So we did a little fundraiser online through Indiegogo.com, kind of like Kickstarter. So we started a campaign to raise money. We came a little short of our goal, by a few thousand, but it was wonderful, the people that gave. But the process still goes on, so we'll be doing another fundraiser in San Francisco on the 26th of this month. It'll be in connection with Quay's release party. And
how about that?
Yeah. So we'll be there, getting the word out and have a little little yoga kind of class, little yoga chill area for people to come and learn about the video and do a little yoga, maybe some chanting.
Exactly. Well, that sounds great. So it sounds like you have a lot of wonderful things lined up for the seasons ahead, for the moons ahead, as we like to say. And that's it's wonderful. I know I'm certainly looking forward to more. And that yoga project is entitled Bliss Temple Yoga Flow, yes?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And there's a YouTube clip that people can check out. And it says that there's a campaign on Indiegogo, but that's over. That ended. But they can reach out to me on my website if they are interested in learning more or donating and supporting our cause.
Absolutely. Give us the name of the website, in fact.
Okay, so you can go to my website at www.blissfulbodiesyoga.com. So blissful, two S's, one L, and bodies, B-O-D-I-E-S, yoga.com.
Blissfulbodiesyoga.com. Excellent. Well, we're certainly going to encourage people to check that out and discover more about what you're doing and find out ways in which we might be able to collaborate more. Today, according to the synchronometer, in fact, is the yellow crystal seed day. And so today's energy is all about cooperation. It states, I dedicate in order to target universalizing awareness. I seal the input of flowering, or flowering in this case, with the crystal tone of cooperation. I'm guided by the power of intelligence. Today also happens to be what is referred to as a gap day. In the Mayan Tolkien, in the 260-day count, there are 52 of those days which are called gap days, or galactic activation portal days. And on those days, the affirmation states, I am a galactic activation portal. And then you input something of an intention, a quality that you want to embody, and you put that in the phrase. So you say, I'm a galactic activation portal, spiritual abundance and accelerated growth enter me. You know, whatever it is that you can think that you really want to add on as a quality in your life, you plug that into the statement. And the energy of the cycle itself supports those greater outcomes. So there are 52 of those days every 260-day cycle. It's a really profound opportunity. And today happens to be one of those days. So I want to thank you for being here on the show, Sound Synchronicity, and answering the call at the last moment and being willing to show up.
Okay.
I told somebody earlier the greatest show on earth, in fact, is when we show up.
Awesome.
So I really thank you for showing up on the show tonight.
Sure.
My friend Elika, thank you so much. And peace and love to the family on the West Coast. I look forward to reconvening with folks there in due time.
Yes, definitely.
Got to get back up to Mount Shasta. I know it's going to be winter very soon. So.
Right. It's not too bad. It's not too bad. The snow was there, but
wow.
Drivable.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed. Well, I certainly look forward to that. I certainly love that place and just thoroughly enjoyed the time that we were able to spend there earlier this year. So thank you so much. And
all the best
with your initiatives and every good thing that you're doing. All right, sister.
Thank you so much, Brother McClure. Okay. Blessings.
Peace and love.
Peace.
You are listening to Sound Synchronicity on Now Time Radio. This is a wonderful, wonderful time. We're celebrating the crossing of the threshold of 11-11-11, a very significant point because, as I said before, there are a lot of different things that people are processing, a lot of fear that's being pushed and promoted as it always has been. It's just that now even the instruments to share that sort of misinformation are even more sophisticated and alluring, that we have to really activate our discernment when we're looking upon the world for information. Information is intended to help you get literally in formation. So if what it is that you're discovering and researching is disempowering, meaning if it's instilling and imbibing fear, it's not truly offering authentic solution, but it's more promoting being a reactionary to these changes, then it's going to be very challenging for you. And that's across the board. That's with any of us. It's a universal reality. So the wisdom of the elders says to focus truly on what it is you want to create. What do you want to create in your life? What types of changes do you want to bring about? And that's the opportunity that we have now. And there's a lot happening in the way of transformative consciousness, some to do with meditation, some to do with transformative thinking, and how we come together creatively to create this new paradigm. It's what we're here for. It's what we've shown up for. So thank you again for listening to Sound Synchronicity. I'm going to play a little Bob Marley right now to continue to uplift the vibe and celebrate life. Give thanks.
Yeah.
You are listening to Sound Synchronicity with Makua 9 Kimi Red.
Yes, yes. The one and only Bob Marley, Sun is Shining. I love that song because the line where he says, when the morning gathers the rainbow, want you to know I'm a rainbow too. I mean, that's such a profound statement that I have only really realized in the past couple of years how profound it is. And so it's a wonderful thing to hear that now, even in context of the shift in the consciousness and what is happening to us. And, you know, in this particular broadcast, we promote something referred to as the Circumpolar Rainbow Bridge Meditation, which is a very specific intention to surround the planet Earth and all its inhabitants in love and with gratitude. I hear that we have my brother Bilal on deck in the mothership tonight. Yes, how's it going, Baba Bilal?
Greetings, family. Yes, and Lakesh, blessed love.
Alakin, Alakin. Sounds like you had some other participants there.
Yeah, got my star children here as well, no doubt.
What
got my
up?
On board.
What's
yeah.
up, y'all? On board. Mm-hmm. Navigation vessel, for sure.
Yeah. So
we've been talking with the listeners a little bit. I want to catch you up. We've been talking a little bit with the listeners about this significant shift, this threshold
that
we've crossed with the 11-11 significant gateway. And we have some callers on the line. In fact, I want to take their calls, and then I know you have you probably have wisdom to share with us also in the flow tonight.
Yes, yes, yeah, no doubt. I have the Rainbow Bridge visualization to share with the family. So I'm here. I'm in the flow, giving thanks and praise.
Indeed. In the flow. We're going to welcome my sister, Akuya, who's on the line right now, who called in, and she said that they had something really remarkable to share from 11-11-11. Akuya, how are you doing, sister?
I'm wonderful. And how are you?
Thank you. I'm fantastic and grateful to be here. Wonderful to hear you.
Yes, good. Thanks. I'm. It's so wonderful that you have this vehicle available for us. I really appreciate you and what you're doing.
Thank you. Indeed.
Yeah.
So
well,
tell us a little bit about what you were doing.
Of course, we've been following your updates on Heal Humanity. And
okay.
What we did here was go to Meridian Hill Park, which is on one of the ley lines of the city. So we actually found a vortex, an area where, you know, the energy was flowing. And that's where we did our ceremony. We started out once because we had four kids with us. And we were all excited when we found that vortex. I mean, not only the kids, but we were too. And so we watched the pendulum spin, and we stood over that spot, and we prayed first and foremost. Mm. And then we also did the Rainbow Bridge meditation, which was very powerful.
Oh,
okay.
That is remarkable. Oh, my goodness.
We had the picture of the Rainbow Bridge, and everybody had one of those little cards, and we actually went through the meditation. It was very powerful, just extremely powerful. And for the children, you know, for them, an experience like this to be in the energy of this shift, and in terms of how much they gather, I'm sure it will come out from their feelings and what they experience in their lives. And so we felt it was really necessary because this is a whole new stage in which they have been born into and to experience and take forward. So that was extremely powerful. Afterwards, we did some drumming and dancing and of course, and we had a shrine, and we had lots of stones and symbols. And here on Friday, it was a windy, windy day. And you know,
wow,
the reading for the day was white planetary wind. And so we were really in all the energy of the day. It was awesome.
Oh, my goodness. That is so awesome. I'm so happy to hear that. And it's amazing you were speaking about being at the meridian. And
yes,
some of the listeners may know, but for those that don't necessarily know, I mean, to be at that particular location in the nation's capital at this pivotal time, I don't think is something, you know, something to be overstated. I think that it is important to note that you all were holding such a high frequency in a vortex, a literal, authentic vortex, measurable vortex, as you said, using the pendulum to identify it. And
yes,
it's a profound, profound zone. I'm so grateful to you all for showing up there in such an awareness, because it really does matter. Every bit of it matters. You know, whether you had to go to work that day and you held the consciousness in your heart and your mind, or whether you had the opportunity to go and offer sacred ceremony as you all did, it's a remarkable blessing to anchor in that truth and that love, and to be able to give attention to the Rainbow Bridge meditation. Oh, that
yes,
is just wonderful. That is wonderful. Like Bob Marley said, hey, I'm a rainbow too. And I mean, that's just, you know, what I think is so significant and prophetic, even in terms of the artistry of a great master like Bob Marley, to have the foresight to see such a thing.
Yes.
Before the official Rainbow Bridge meditation was even birthed, you
exactly
know, tapping into that forward-thinking frequency. So thank you all so much. I mean, that energy does matter. That's that corridor of light right there. It's a very powerful zone that people know runs up and down 16th Street. And 1 plus 6 is 7, like the 7 bands of light in the rainbow itself. So there's a significance there, and then the fact that, you know, it goes from the White House all the way up 16th Street to a street that crosses into Silver Spring, Maryland. Now, do you know the name of that street that crosses into Silver Spring?
It depends on what you mean, cross.
Well, it literally, when it crosses.
You mean like the border between D.C. and Maryland?
Yeah. There's a street there that has a very significant name.
And it's also, it ends at this house. It's called, oh God, because I just read about it in looking up the ley lines. It's a house in Maryland that it ends, well, you know, that it crosses over as well, but it's never talked about. But the way it crosses 16th, you've got Colesville Road, you got Colesville Road, Georgia Avenue, East-West Highway.
And there's a little street there. I don't know how little it is, but the name of it is Portal Street.
Oh.
So it's letting you know that literally when you enter the District of Columbia, you enter through what's called Portal Street.
Uh-huh,
so there's a recognition that ley line of energy right there is a major, major opening.
Yeah.
And it's the meridian, it's the prime meridian. So what a wonderful story to hear. And thank you so much for sharing that. That's very uplifting. I want to invite my brother Bilal into the conversation because he wants to share with people, as you brought up the Rainbow Bridge meditation. This is something, as you know, through the show, that we're doing our very best to bring to people's awareness. It's a wonderful solution-oriented approach that we as human beings have to activate and embody. Bilal, what's happening, brother? Do you have that narrative there that you might want to share?
Yes, I do. I have it with me. I just want to mention it's a pretty intricate visualization. So it's good that we have this on file. You can go back and listen to it and, you know, meditate while listening to it, you know. And like I said, I have a Star Children with me. So if you hear them, just let it take you deeper into meditation. Yes, by the grace. Okay. All right. So, This is the Rainbow Bridge Visualization. Visualize that you're in the center of the earth, in the giant octahedron crystal core. In the center of this giant crystal is an intensely blazing point of white light. An etheric column or axis of light extends north and south from the blazing center point to the tips of the octahedron. Around this axis of light are two intertwined flux tubes through which plasmic energy is continually passing. Coiled around each other like two strands of DNA, the flux tubes are red and blue in color. In the crystal core, there are four time atoms consisting of 7 points each. The red time atom is strung on the northern axis of the column of light with two flux tubes wind around it. In the south is the blue time atom. The red and blue time atoms turn in opposite directions of each other. The red northern time atom in a clockwise direction. The blue southern time atom in a counterclockwise direction. The gravitational plane the gravitational plane of the octahedron emanates horizontally out from the blazing luminous center. Along this gravitational plane, exactly opposite each other, are two more time atoms, a white one and a yellow one, which turn around like paddle wheelers, making a slow circular motion counterclockwise from left to right around the central point of luminosity. Now visualize that from the center of the crystal, a great stream of multicolored plasma-filled light flows towards both Earth poles, shooting out to become two rainbow bands, 180 degrees apart. As the Earth revolves on its axis, this rainbow bridge emanates steady and consistent, unmoving. Now take the whole Earth revolving beneath the rainbow bridge and place it in your heart. Imagine the two streams of rainbow light shooting out through your center column above your head and beneath your feet. Now you and the Earth are one. The rainbow bridge of world peace is real. There is a science behind all of this. What exists at first in the imagination, visualized by enough people in a telepathic wave of love, will in time become a reality. So that's the Rainbow Bridge visualization.
Wow, that's a beautiful, beautiful meditation. And Sister Akuya, I know you all have the opportunity to begin to visualize and embody that on the Prime
exactly.
Meridian on 11-11-11.
At 11-11-11 a.m.
Oh, my goodness.
Powerful. Wow.
Thank you so much for your loving contribution to this shift. I mean, it really means so much. It means so much to all of us on this path who truly know that there are many wonderful things happening right now. Every good thing that we can imagine is really what's being asked of us to give our focus to. So thank you so much for that.
We have another
caller in the queue. I'm excited that she's online with us tonight. She is calling in from Atlanta, Georgia, and it's our sister Raquel. You are familiar with her from the theme song at the top of the show called The Mothership. So we want to dig her up and acknowledge that. So thank you so much. Raquel, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing wonderful. Welcome to the navigation port and portal of Sound Synchronicity on Now Time Radio. So we're talking with listeners about significant shifts and about the various energy that people are facing as we're coming to these pivotal moments such as 11-11-11. We wanted to ask you, how did you find yourself spending that day and your moments that day?
Well, that day, it was really special for me. My Earth Day is this month, and just meditating on a lot of things, but I have been meditating on cutting my locks, and I've cut my locks for all my life.
Wow.
And, 24 years was coming up. And
all your life you've had your locks for 24 years?
Right. And,
oh, my goodness.
I had started cutting, you know, I cut one side last year on September 21st, I believe, and then the other side I cut on December 15th. And
wow.
So I was rocking this mohawk, and, you know, I just felt like, you know, cutting it bit by bit would make me feel, you know, a little bit better about just, you know, rather than just cutting it all off at one time. And started to detach myself from my locks. And I just decided to do it on 11-11-11 at 11:11 p.m. So that night, you know, the day I was meditating about it, and I felt right. The day felt right. It was beautiful outside. I drove around. I spent the whole day with me, and I meditated. I talked to the Most High about it, and it just felt right. I went in the bathroom and I cut it off.
Yeah. That's very powerful. I mean, it's not like you just, you know, went to the hairstylist and got a new thing going. I mean, these are locks you've had all your life.
Yeah.
So that's a major offering. That's a major release.
It is. I took a deep breath. You know, and I looked at myself in the mirror and I took a deep breath because I felt like I had cut some weight off, you know, but like I had just lost weight, and I felt good. I felt free and lightheaded, of course, but light, you know what I mean? Spiritually, mentally, it just felt good. And now I can start over and I can start fresh, start anew. So I feel new.
Wow, that's exciting. So for the listeners, just to know a little bit more about you, may we ask, what is your day job? What do you do?
I knew you were going to do that.
I'm just asking. I don't know. I'm just curious.
Well, I am currently singing background with Erykah Badu. And, you know, I just got incorporated to start a business. A clothing line, and everything's going well. I just got back from Russia and Spain, and it was beautiful. We had a good time.
Oh, that's awesome. So you're taking that love and that vibration all over the world with Sister Erykah Badu.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. Well, that sounds incredible. Now, what are some of the things that you're stepping into now that you've had this great release of years and years of this energy, accumulated energy, you've allowed it to be free, and you've freed yourself as a result. Now, what do you foresee in the moons ahead? What would you like to embody and give your focus to?
Well, I'm on a love vibration. I have been for a very long time, and, you know, going through a lot, and, you know, just personal things. I lost my parents, and I felt like I was carrying, although I am strong, I'm stronger than I ever thought I could possibly be, but I felt like I was holding that in my locks. So cutting that off, I feel free of that energy, and I can let that energy go, the grief and whatever I was feeling. And now I feel because I feel new and I feel fresh, refreshed, I feel like I can do anything, you know, and I felt that before, but I knew that, you know, once that day came where I woke up and I knew it was going to be the day that I let go of this energy, just opening up new possibilities and blessings, you know what I mean? I felt like I was holding myself back from the blessings that could possibly come to me, and because I did it on a triple 11, well, actually, it was five times, you know, it was 11, 11, 11. At 11:11, so I felt that,
wow,
you know, the more blessings, the better, and I'm very optimistic about the future. I don't know what the future holds for me. I just pray that it's all blessed, and I just feel good about my decision. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's incredible. I'm really, really grateful for you, and I'm so glad you called in and you showed up for the greatest show on earth.
Yes,
which is your life, you know.
And I'm happy
for you. So, you know, we have some celebrating to do in Hawaii sometime soon as well. So I'm going to
make sure
we continue to keep that vibration, that intention, as I know it's a par for the course. Most definitely. Well, thank you for sharing with the listening audience. And we look forward to hearing more wonderful things from you. And just congratulations on your new beginnings.
Thank you.
That is totally awesome. Yes. Well, you are listening to Sound Synchronicity with your host, Makua Ray. Bilal Samadi was online. He's now offline. But in his stead, we have a wonderful song by Bilal featuring a brother named Rich Ra, a wonderful vocalist named Gina Renee, and yours truly. I'm actually rapping on this one. So we'll see how this goes. But thank you so much for tuning in to Sound Synchronicity on Now Time Radio.
And you were everything to me. And you were everything to me. You were everything to me. Like the boom in the box, you're doing a lot. The spark and you illumine the dark. It's you and the art is every parcel and part. You're blooming, you're blossoming, everything you're doing is awesome. You were the start, no matter if the human or Martian. No other option. Sacred as receiving the charge. I'm feeling the floss and jerking, even leaning it raw. I'm feeling your bliss, and know there's nothing really than this. The sacred kiss, a gentle on my face as I met. I'm taking the whiff, I'm shaking from the blade. And manifest before I could finish. There's no saying of limits. Ain't no stopping, there ain't no limits. I'm Maxim the Chemist, and no one said he repping my lineage. Like to the finish, I never quit, I'm in it to win it. Yeah, everything, every word, and every sentence. Every spring, summer, autumn, and winter, past, future, and present moments.
when we get still and become centered by the grace. Everywhere I see your face, in the eyes of my people, your love is unequaled and unrivaled. Felt by those whose souls have been exposed to your healing touch. It's your love we need so much. My split mind was unified right on time. It's all your planets aligned. I know your love is divine. There's only one of us here. And now I see clear that you are everything, whether far or near.
Sound Synchronicity.
Yes, yes, yes. That was a song entitled Everything by the one and only Bilal Samadhi, featuring Rich Ra, Gina Renee, and Makua Ray. That was a lot of fun recording that track. In fact, I'm not much of a rapper, although I had a lot of fun writing those lyrics. And, you know, it's always an awesome opportunity and humbling as well to share your art with anybody. And so thank you all for listening and receiving the high resonance vibration that we're putting out there on the planet at this time. We definitely are doing our best to provide the soundtrack for the shift. And with that, I want to also invite listeners to tune in on Fridays to Peace Talks with Audrey Scott Williams right here on Now Time Radio. It takes place every Friday at 12 noon East Coast time, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So we thank you for tuning in to Peace Talks with Audrey Scott Williams. And we also want to say congratulations to the 13 Moon Walk for Peace for the completion of their amazing trek of 13 moons since last October, when they launched this peace walk from the King Center in Atlanta, Georgia, on the date of 10-10-10. And they came full circle to complete the walk this past Friday on 11-11-11 on White Planetary Wind. So we want to certainly say congratulations to all of those who were involved throughout the peace walk, and to all the communities that they were able to connect with and every heart they were able to touch. We just give so much thanks. And we're looking tonight at this threshold, this 11-11-11 threshold. And what significance does that bear? We've been really blessed to hear from some callers, some friends, and family around the map who found different ways to acknowledge that date, the significance of that date. And looking at the word threshold was all that kept recurring for me as I was considering and contemplating what the 11-11-11 date actually represents. Threshold is defined as the magnitude or intensity that must be exceeded for a certain reaction, phenomena, result, or condition to occur or be manifested. And there are master numbers in this sequence that are all aligning, these 11s, 11, 11, 11, three master numbers significantly aligning as a marker in time on the Gregorian calendar in the consciousness of the human mind, and of the universe, the universal consciousness. And it's all happening simultaneously, catalyzing a transcendent, uplifting, and reverent vibration for all life. Because I know on that day there was a large focus on what we're manifesting, on using affirmations, on kindness, on intuition, peace, on creativity, faith, fitness and well-being, higher consciousness, divine source, forgiveness, releasing, dissolving resentments, increasing happiness, increasing knowledge and empathy, engaging in music and dance to create balance in the body and trust in the heart and the mind, laughter, meditation, clarity, prayer, all of these things, especially love, that being the focus. We're in a time that's a very, very significant shift. It's identified by different things, but one particular identifier for what we're experiencing in terms of this shift is referred to as the biosphere to the noosphere transition, or the biosphere-noosphere transition. The biosphere is the fragile, interconnected dynamic support system without which there would be no life on Earth. The biosphere is the circle of life. And there was a Russian scientist by the name of V.I. Vernadsky who discovered the laws of the biosphere and how that demonstrated the unity of all life on Earth. And he referred to the present time, the one we're in now, as the era of the biosphere-noosphere transition. Now, the noosphere is defined as Earth's mental envelope, its thinking layer, the mind of Earth. It consists of storage and regulation of the sum of mental interactions, past, present, and future, for all terrestrial life, meaning that everything that has life on Earth is helping store memory within the Earth's mind, both in the phenomenal and imaginal realms. It's the next stage of human evolution, whereas we've been in the biosphere for quite some time, we're evolving into now what is referred to as the noosphere, or the mind sphere, or the mind of Earth, the scene of supermental activation and supramental descent, meaning there is a higher consciousness actually descending upon the planet. So this idea of this galactic convergence with the terrestrial world is what we're actually involved with right now, whether we're aware of it or not. Now, what this biosphere to noosphere transition represents is the unconscious becoming conscious. In other words, unconscious representing the idea of separation, the idea of dividing and conquering, the idea of, time is money and competition and these energies that only continue to drive us apart. And we're evolving from that into this greater awareness of the inherent oneness. So going from this beingness, this vibration of being unconscious, into becoming conscious, and waking up as if you're taking your first breath as a newborn child. And that's why what we're experiencing now is going to be very riveting for all of us as a planet, as a collective body, because it is unprecedented. We have reached a peak climax of industry, of material consumption, of focusing on that which is temporary, to the point now where it's such a complex web of information, of energy, all combined. And it literally is causing a shift into this noosphere. So it's causing this evolutionary leap. And when we talk about the closing of the cycle and the reality of these alignments, there is literally a super evolutionary cycle that is being completed that happens every 26,000 years. That's one of the many significant alignments happening all at the same time in December 21st of 2012. So these are things that we do like to explore here with this show. I'd like to encourage listeners to check out www.lawoftime.org. There's a lot of powerful information there. Some of it may be very much like a new language to you, but understand we have to have a new mind. We have to renew our original selves. We have to restore ourselves. And this consciousness is not foreign to us. So in light of that, we invite people to visit www.lawoftime.org and also visit us on Facebook, facebook.com/galacticsynchronization. facebook.com/galacticsynchronization. Thank you so much for tuning in to Sound Synchronicity tonight. I am Makua Ray, and look forward to tuning in with you all again on the next show in 7 days from now. Peace and many, many blessings.
You're listening to Sound Synchronicity.